not even the wing beat of a bird. And if I gave you eyes, monsoon eyes to devour everything I couldn't see, white, mocking eyes swirling about your face. Absent eyes, eyes of crushed ice, a white cinders, a crinkled sperm. Trembling eyes that held nothing at all, eyes that I could pin to the nearest fleeting cloud. Scorched eyes of sunset and allure, of the maleficent cold gleam of witches' eyes. And a shadow to capture their sultriest night. A dark dream with its craze of sparkle, a nightmare with its incandescent strife, so that when you looked, you could not help but fall into that vicious oil. Just to remind me, to remember the exasperation, the endless, anxious waiting. Your lips are mine. Plush, cruel, lost, running, fearful in silhouette, crushed onto glass in a smile. A grimace. Here. Touching here. Oh, to make me feel better if I could. If I wanted to.
Streets. Cafes. Drinks. Sighs. Midnights. Tryst. Embraces. Diving. Billowing, consumed.
Damned face! Reappearing, disappearing. Oh, the same long fingers in my hair. That same vacant touch, the same brittle cocoon. The same useless heat. Ridiculous tears. Compassionate words. Whispering. Whispering. Oh, a little rouge now, a little blush. Yes, to, oh God, to mask this indolent white. Just for the pleasure. Or anguish. Or seduction. Or pity, or a joke, a cadaverous, humiliating joke. With a tint of rose, a hint of breath. Until the least caress. And again, a little powder, a hint of shadow, a gloss of lipstick. The same dear charade.
Map of your brow. Tables in the back. Jokes. Whirling lamps.
I would tear your face off if I knew it wasn't mine. I would wring its blood through my hands. And run drowned in my own flesh. Map of your brow. Tables of crime. Whirling lamps. Mute disguise. Succubus skies. Pale siren. Eyes.
Pale siren. little promise. If I could become those lips you desire, I would know how. To cure this strange and endless longing. Slowly we are turning so sweet sleeping within me. Dream touching dream, you'll drink my tears forever. Hopefully wed, heart feeding heart, hot humid nights. I felt my face looking out towards me. The moon is a cyclops' eye. Bleeding down the night. Skylighting fuse of lust on beds that rush like trains. They are forgotten, but they're piercing. To me, you left, your brand was cast, nothing lasts, but memories lost ash, far sweeter than death. Your cold sweat drying, your last sunshine, tearing the moon's wide eye, lying cross in panic breast, dreaming elsewhere, elsewhere, igniting charms of lust on beds that demented reins of coiling legs. left arms that bled in vain, the dawns that kisses drained. Return, return to me. Come back to me.
Thank you.
tracing. Forever tracing the dark silhouette of your face. At this precipice, where I crackle into a thousand shivers. My humid breath bathing your eyes. An oasis of touch crumbling. All my tears seduced by sighs. Your languid neck. These breasts that you lick until your tongue swirls toward the ravaging funnel of a dreaming whirlpool. Stranded. Your arms, your legs carry your name to me. Hunger. Insatiable hunger. Parachutes I spread from the skin of your chest. Blown, ascending beyond deceitful eviscerations. There are never reasons enough. The day or night are as dark as the silhouette of your face. What is it then that I taste? If not your fingers dipped in sweat. They tell me that we have flown through the window, laced together, blind to the intimacy that creates and destroys us. Within the sleek folds of an envenomed wind. Oh, was it so long ago that you appeared, slowly drowning my shadow? They tell me that we writhe across this bed, that I have kissed in your heart a panic of dread. And slept so peacefully beneath the totems born from our wreckage. They tell me that my voice is as hollow, as forlorn as my cry. Hunt me. Flame for me. Violate within me the images that torture you. Before you arrive, I have hidden my pleasures. Before I come, you vanish in your own incandescence. This flesh that you seize, these lips that desire you, merging. Slithering, drenched in musk, in tuberose. Am I nude enough yet? Dreaming, but never awake. Sweat for me. With me, beyond me. Even to slit your throat is not sufficient pleasure now. To carve my initials into your thighs with the smoking point of an iron flint. Tracing. Forever tracing the dark silhouette of your face. Obsessive jungles where smell alone pervades. My new tracks erased, clamored, deceived. I listen to your breath, your racing heart. What is it I have known? Forgotten? Received? Given? Promised? Surrendered to? A pool of water broiling with clouds? Shivering, bending branches at dusk along the street, sun burning through a tear of pregnant sky. A child's red skirt spinning about its swift evacuation into night. A pair of drifting hands, so white and small and tender, foaming up out of their translucent flight. Tracing. Forever tracing the dark silhouette of your face at dusk along the street beneath malarial trees, so many birds suspended in labyrinths, wounds pulled apart that open and spill with a dying menstrual glare of hypnotic fumes and exiled pleasures.
stars pour from hearts in pain, in vain. Dust dawns, circle our bed. To run, run nowhere fast, round our beds. They burn our flesh with dusk and dawn. Circle.